Target Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshwan, and with me in studio today are football analysts Ayanda Vezi and Mokgale Satege. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you so much, Deshi, for welcoming me.
It's good to be back again. Greetings to our listeners.
Okay, gents, the PSL goes in a hiatus for a few weeks, which gives us the chance to take stock of what's happened. Now, I'd like to kick things off with the bottom of the log. Cape Town Spurs, from all but relegated to showing signs of life. Do you think Middendorp will guide them to safety?
Middendorp, we know he's famous for, you know, elevating certain teams, especially when they are relegation threatened and so forth. So it wouldn't be a miracle. It wouldn't be a myth. It would be something that we South African we South African spectators or supporters are used to. He has saved a lot of teams from relegation, you know, Maritzburg and so forth. So I think he might pull a good one on us and save Cape Town Spurs.
I don't think Cape Town Spurs will survive. I think for me, it's like they have 10 games to go. I don't see them surviving the relegation zone. Yeah. Maybe they can go as far as playing for playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, look, there are only 2 points behind Richards Bay. And then you look at Morocco Swallows.
They're 21 points. And I think Morocco Swallows, in those 10 games, they can pick maybe 9 points. Two. Yeah, you see, that's my reason. I'm saying I see them, if they can survive, they can only go as reaching the playoffs. That's where I see them playing.
Yep.
If it happens that they move from the bottom of the log, yep, I see them finishing on that 15th spot.
Yep.
As for Richards Bay, I'm not too convinced about them. That's the team that I can put my money on that it's a straight relegation for them.
Yeah. So you're saying that Cape Town Spurs will finish 15th, Richards Bay 16th. Mo, do you agree with that?
I think we will agree to disagree, because I'm still saying to you, we have to look at the previous 3-4 games. We have to be realistic in terms of the games that the teams played. I mean, Ernst Middendorp, is it 3-4 games now? No loss.
It's 4 games all this year. They've taken 8 points,
yes,
from a maximum 12.
Yes.
That's incredible, especially, yes, when you look at the likes that they took points off Orlando
Pirates
and Stellenbosch. Bosch,
yes. So you see, that's exactly my point. So I don't see... guys, let's face it. And with a whole lot of shenanigans that happened at the... Morocco Salos, I don't think the players' morale is that up to, you know. I see Morocco Salos going to the playoffs,
yeah,
but Cape Town City might even finish
higher. Wow, that's a bull shot right there, because the two actually go head to head when the PSL resumes. It's Cape Town Spurs versus Morocco Salos. So that head to head could be pivotal, and you know, I do feel that the bottom half of the log could change. You know, after that result, Cape Town Spurs also play Richards Bay. So, you know, it's very much your direct competitors for that 14th place.
Exactly why I'm saying they have a chance, because they look like they are the only serious teams in the bottom three. They are the only serious team that has got
change
three consecutive
form, yeah,
proper results. You get my point. They just need to collect 6 points from there, and from these other teams, try to win those games or collect a point each. They are in.
Yeah. Do you think Chippa has done enough to maintain their status then?
Yeah, I think Chippa has done enough, and I think Chippa going forward, they're still going to steal points from certain teams. They won't drop to the relegation zone.
Mm. Vezi, what seems to be the main change that Middendorp has done? Because, you know, when you look at the plays, it's very much the same squad that Sean Bartlett had.
Remember when the season started, Cape Town Spurs, they struggled with some injuries. So now some of the players are back. So I think that's the boost for Ernst Middendorp's side. And he's also like a good coach. We can't take away that. And he, as Mokgale mentioned before, has tried to save some teams before. So I'm not surprised to see the way that the team is playing. And we know Ernst Middendorp that he's One thing about his tactics is that once he gets a lead, he knows how to close the door.
Yeah, you see.
So I can say he just, when he got there, and his, most of the players at Cape Town Spurs are young players. So the only thing that you as a coach you need to do is to just motivate them, to make them believe that they can achieve what the team wants to achieve. So, and the return of Cupidu.
Cupidu was the top scorer last season.
Yeah, was a boost for them. Unfortunately, the Orlando Pirates loanee, Radio Pane, got injured. He was coming back from an injury. Then he got injured when they were playing Orlando Pirates. So that's a big blow for them, because he's one of their like main strikers alongside with Cupidu. So
there's also Luke Bartman over there.
He has a lot of youngsters.
I think there's a player by the name of Burns in the midfield.
And you see, as a coach, if you have youngsters, like, they've got nothing to lose when they go on the pitch. The only thing they just go there is to express themselves. So I think that's what Coach Middendorp said to them, that as long as we see the light, you just go on the field and do what you know.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Mo, I want to ask you, when the league resumes, they play Swallows and then they away to Chippa. If they get positive results in those two fixtures, do you think that gives them a bit of confidence when they host Mamelodi Sundowns, which will be their third game when the league resumes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, you don't have to really look at, I'm not worried about the upcoming games, including Sundowns, because, I mean, they drew with Pirates already, which was a very big fish that they had to challenge. They managed to collect 8 points from 12 from other teams. So for me, it's not about who they face or everything. It's just for them to keep on with the form and try to be positive and stuff. And as for Mamelodi Sundowns, we know in Smith-Ndorp, how well can he tactically plan to frustrate a big team when he plays against one. So for Sundowns, they just need to be tactically disciplined at the back and as a whole team, and they can get a draw.
Because that Cape Town Spurs side can actually hurt you. I think they've scored seven goals this year, second only to Sekhukhune, which we're going to unpack in a bit. But they have shown that they can find the back of the net.
Yes, so that's why I'm saying that it's not about how who they are going to face or anything. I see them, you know, it's quite a good team. They're not a bad team with a young, promising players. And then, yeah, you can see since, you know, guys, we know these things. I can divert a bit and just give it an example. You know, with this small team, sometimes they just need that experienced coach to get better. Look at Golden Arrows, 9-10 games without winning.
And then
Steve Kompela comes in one game.
They're in the top half now.
Yeah, 1-0. You see, so we know these coaches. We know Abu Kompela. We know Abu Middendorp. We know what they're capable of. We know what change they bring in the teams. And
Do you think it's more stability?
Huh?
Do you think it's a case of stability? Because you look at Sean Bottle, largely inexperienced as a manager, when you compare him to Ernst Middendorp.
I mean, like I said, like I always give this example, Desh, I will tell you, like when you have Ernst Middendorp and your Steve Kompelas in this so-called considered small teams, you're not only having coaches who are experienced only, you are having coaches who are in charge of the team. Nobody can tell them what to do. No owner is going to tell them, don't play this player, don't do this. They create their own culture with the players and they take it from there. Once a coach shows that I've got a I have confidence in a player in return is able to reward the coach to say, you know what, that faith and belief and support that you show me, I can give you the results by showing you on the pitch that you can also believe in me, you can have faith in me, and so forth. So that's one of the transformations that coaches like Ernst Middendorp and Steve Kompela brings in the teams, and we kind of overlook it. And look at Middendorp just for last 2 seconds. Look at Middendorp, what he did with Kaizer Chiefs, bro. Like, I understand he lost the league at the end, but look at how, besides of a fans swearing at him and everything, he still stuck to what he believed in and what was best for the team, you know? So in terms of his philosophy and what he believes in, it seems to be working for him and taking his team somewhere.
Yeah, 100%. You know, they are like slowly but surely making that, you know, sort of claim to stay in the PSL. So it will be interesting to see how that project works out. But as of this year, the form team has to be Sekou Kuna United. I mean, 4 league fixtures, 4 wins, 9 goals scored, the most from all top 5 clubs this year. Sima is at the helm, former Polokwane City manager. How would you unpack their results this season?
Well, I'm not surprised with Sekou Kuna United's performance. Looking at how they were last season, and then earlier this season, things didn't go according to plan, and they had to let go of Brendan Truter and rope in Litlhohonolo Siema, of which he was doing well at Polokwane City. So you have a coach who was doing well at a team that just came from
from a second division,
and the team is doing good. And you bring him to a team that is like Sekou Kuna United, that has got experienced players, the likes of Kamohelo Mokotjo, Abo Vilagazi, Bafana internationally, Abo Nyiko Mopi, you know. So that shows the team's quality, which they're ready for the season. Like they were prepared, you know.
Yeah.
So with the coach like Usieme, we've seen him.
Do you think Truto's ambition didn't match that of Sekou Kuna's?
No, I think there were some stuff that were happening behind the scene, because look at the way Truta was fired at Sekou Kuna United. The whole technical team, they had to let go the whole technical team. I think there were some things that were happening behind the scene that no one could see. So, because as soon as they brought in new technical team, everything started to work for Sekou Kuna United.
Yeah.
So, and last season they finished they were the runners up of the Nedbank Cup. So it shows that the team, the players are there, everything is there. Just that they're going through some bad patch.
Yeah.
Earlier this season.
Yeah. Mo, I know you've been quite pro Elias Makwena, as well as Ohizu. Do you want to just highlight maybe one or two Sekou Kuna players that you think will shine in the coming weeks?
I mean, and honestly speaking, it's not like one player or everything. It's the entire team, man. Like you just labeled the player Ohizu, Elias Mokwana.
They play as a team.
Play as a team. Linda Mtambo, Nyiko Mobi. They also have this guy, Edwin Juma, at the back.
Yeah.
So
very experienced.
Sport, yeah.
Very experienced player who has done SuperSport and Orlando Pirates colors before. So he knows what it takes to win a game and when to
be a top-notch centre-back.
Yes, you get my point.
So, Kamohelo Mokotjo.
Kamohelo Mokotjo also.
He's got like international experience.
Mm. Formerly of Brentford, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you see. So
you see, with Sekou Kuna United, you have a formidable team that is willing. And if there is one thing that I want to speak about, Litlhohonolo Siema, wow. One of the former players who went into coaching and nothing went wrong for him. Because wherever he coached, you could see progress. That's why I think it depends on the management style of the coach and the technical team. Because what he's doing with players, what he's saying to the players, seems to be working compared to what Brendan Truter used to do and so forth. So the biggest thing is also the management style of the team and so forth. You can see, man. I mean, look at how happy Figo is. You'll not even think that this was a Pirates player before. He should be, you know, he should be a figure that doesn't look like himself because he lost his spot at Pirates. But in fact, he went to a team where he's happy. He became a captain. Kamohelo Mokotjo coming back to South Africa, snubbing all the big teams that were after
to sign for Sekou Kuna.
Go straight to Sekou Kuna. It can tell, it shows that in terms of how the team is being managed and run.
It does speak to the transfers as well, yes, you know, and their policy, because I know Cardoso as well. I think he left Chiefs, went to Sekakune. There's also Jamie Webber, I think formerly of SuperSport, was a prospect, you know, maybe not good enough for Sundowns right now, but you know, Sekakune offered him their project, and you know, he's actually done very well. I think he's got 4 goals, 4 assists in the DStv Premiership this season, which is incredible.
So yes, you have to actually compliment the management of Sekakune at the top in terms of how they manage the team, and because in terms of operations, I think the team is being managed very well, and with the results, it's just the
just a matter
the
of
style
time,
of play by the management, by the coach and everything and stuff. You can see Sekakune Man is giving us brilliant football. Watch them when they play Pirates and Chiefs. It's in Sundowns. It's like someone pressed something in them and everything. They play at their best.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the competition with Pirates and Chiefs, because honestly, I think the race for second place is as competitive as ever. Sekakune currently in sixth place, just 3 points off Pirates, who are in second place. Kaizer Chiefs in seventh, just 4 points off Orlando Pirates. And you know, the two of those Soweto Giants just went head-to-head in the derby. I think on the day, either of them could have finished as high as second, you know, at the end of business. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous when you think of the likes at Stellenbosch, Cape Town City, Sekakune, Kaizer Chiefs, all separated by a mere 3 points. And you know, with about 10 games still to play, could be anybody's place to finish.
Pirates won't choke. Pirates will play continental football. They will finish in the top two, because you can see that's their ambition and that's their goal. They don't want to rely on the Nedbank Cup to find that spot. By the look of things, in terms of the last 2-3 games they displayed in their league and post-analysis match in the Soweto Derby, I was so happy because the manager and the players kept on emphasizing in terms of consistency, which is what we have been discussing when it comes to Orlando Pirates. Maswanganyi spoke of consistency. Jose Riverio spoke of consistency. A couple of players, supporters, are speaking of consistency where Pirates is concerned. Yeah. I think the upcoming 10 games, Pirates might collect a maximum of maybe 18 points or so or something, but I'm telling you, they will finish in the top two.
Yeah. Mighty Buccaneer supporter, I want to ask you, how happy are you with Jose Riviero at the helm? The man has just done the league double over arch rivals, Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, it's unlikely for a coach coming into a new continent, being introduced into a new culture. In your first season, you win a double, and then the following season, you win a trophy. You take your team to continental competition. And I can tell you again, this season, Orlando Pirates, it's going to be like last season, how the league finished.
Yeah.
Orlando Pirates second, Sundowns first, Orlando Pirates second, SuperSport third, Cape Town City might take the fourth spot. Stellenbosch fifth, Kaizer Chiefs
maybe six
or seven.
Sekakune have really shown that they can edge them.
Kaizer Chiefs might take the six or seven spot, because the way they've been playing so far,
there's
after the
appointments,
there's no consistency at Kaizer Chiefs. They ever since the AFCON return, they only scored 3 goals. In how many matches? I think in about 4 or 5 matches.
Yeah.
You see, they only scored 3 goals, 1 against Arrows and 2 against Orlando Pirates. Hence, I'm saying I see Kaizer Chiefs finishing in the 6th spot or 7. So as for coach Jose Rivero, big ups to him. Yeah. And I hopefully next season, I'm sure now he knows, he has learned 1 or 2 things on how to challenge the league. Hopefully next season, he learned the mistakes that he made this season. So hopefully next season, he can be able to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns as soon as the season starts.
Yeah.
That's when you have to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns, because you can't drop points against the Abo Cape Town Spurs, of which those are teams that a team like Orlando Pirates should like smash them. You know, no disrespect to Cape Town Spurs, but those are the games. If you want to challenge the league, you must make sure that you win those games. You see, Mamelodi Sundowns, they drew against the SuperSport United last night, of which it was a Tshwane derby, and you can expect that to happen. So there are some kind of games that a team like Orlando Pirates and a team like Kaizer Chiefs, you should know that this is a straight win for them. Mm. You know, so I think Orlando Pirates, if they can fix that in the coming season, definitely they're gonna challenge Mamelodi Sundowns. Yeah. That's the only thing that can make Orlando Pirates challenge Sundowns. If they make sure, because Mamelodi Sundowns, they make sure that if we go into a team, maybe like I'll make as an example like Royal AM.
Yeah,
they make sure that that's our 6 points of the season. You know, they make sure
they highlight those fixtures, those must-win fixtures.
Yeah, you know, come end of the season, they know that they're relaxing. Yeah. You know, yeah. So with Orlando Pirates and Coach Jose Rivero, if they can fix that problem coming in the coming season, and their strikers, they need to be sharp up front there.
Mm. Of course, you've got the Bafana strikers in your squad, so you know why should they be lacking goals? But that actually leads me to my next point. Do you think, excluding Sundowns, do Pirates have the best squad in the country?
Yeah, they do have the best squad. Look at the at how many players they're having in one position. Yeah. You know, Thembi Nkosi Lorch left Orlando Pirates, but you see now you can't tell that Lorch is missing.
Yeah, Orlando Lorch, Pirates. No problem. I mean, the derby win was the derby win.
Yeah, you see, so they have like a good squad. Hence, I'm saying that Orlando Pirates. Mohale even said that their mandate, Orlando Pirates, is to always go and play in the Champions League.
Yeah.
So that's their mandate. Yes, they might not win the league, but that is their mandate.
Yeah.
So even when they sign players, you could tell that this player, the quality that they're signing, you can tell their ambition that is to go and compete in the CAF Champions League. So they do have a squad that can compete next season, and I expect them to sign two or three players again
at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move our attention over to top spot. Currently, Mamelodi Sundowns are at the summit of the standings. I think they've accumulated 46 points from their opening 18 fixtures, yet to see league defeat. Do you think Sundowns can go the rest of the season without seeing league defeat?
Yes, it is possible with Mamelodi Sundowns. And if it happens, I won't say wow or be surprised. We saw it coming the first six games of the league that Sundowns still wants to defend their league. And you can see by playing, they still play like they are hungry. Did you see Mokoena's thunder yesterday? So those are that is a team that is a formidable team and so forth. They are done with Pirates. I think they are left with Chiefs and SuperSport.
They're done with SuperSport. Only. Yeah, Chiefs.
They are done with Pirates and SuperSport. So I see them, Sundowns, finishing the league unbeaten streak. They can do it. It is possible. 10 games left. It is possible. They can do it. So, yeah, I see it happening for the first time in the PSL.
Ayana, can anybody inflict that first loss of the season to Rulani Mokoena Sundowns train?
No, I don't see that happening. The way the team is playing, like, that team, like, there's nothing missing in that team, you know, so I don't see that happening anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So they might as well go finish the season unbeaten.
Yeah.
And they also, I was looking at the CAF Champions League. For me, they are the favorites to win also the CAF Champions League. And I'm saying this now before the
NetBank.
Not before they start to play the last eight in the CAF Champions League. This is my prediction. The final will be Mamelodi Sundowns and Al Ahly.
Mm.
That's the final for me. Because I was looking at the teams that are there. Al Ahly and Mamelodi Sundowns, those are the favorites. That's the final for me. As for coming back into the league, Mamelodi Sundowns, there is no need to discuss them. This team will go finish this season undefeated.
Yeah.
As I've got a friend, and he always listens to this podcast. His name is Marcus Leholi. As he always, when we talk about soccer, he always like, you know, in my language, my baby language, you will go like, coach, like, what makes a team is to win cups or trophies. So with what Ayanda just raised, I mean, Sundowns, man, and he's very much correct. I looked at those fixtures for CAF, Al Ahly and Sundowns. You know, when you open a curtain in the morning, they're just going to open the curtains all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
Up until they face and, against each other.
And what will be that final? Because everyone now is calling Sundowns and Al Ahly an African derby.
Yes.
Because of the rival. That,
because, and it's going to go down. So I see Sundowns taking the league. And
undefeated.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
And winning 70% chances this far of winning the CAF Champions League. And still 40% or 60% now of winning the Nedbank Cup.
Mm, interesting. Okay, gents, my final question for you, both of you, is that we've seen an incredible DStv Premiership so far. Currently, who is your coach of the season? And, you know, they've all done some incredible things.
Tash, you don't even need to ask that question. That question, the answer is there in front of you. What you've just spoke about now.
So you think it's Mukwena? So not Steve Barker doing the things at Stelly's, not Seymour showing what he's done with Polokwane, now what he's done at...
I just said to you, for a best player to be selected or a coach, it's about the achievements.
Yeah.
Timi Kuwina Mewopo, and currently Rulani is like winning those trophies and so forth. So give it to the boy, no jealousy. We are not going to look for tactics, small tactical nitty-gritties and say, no, but Steve Parker deserves this because he won. He got 1 point against Sundowns and stuff. No, we are giving it to Rulani Mokoena. He deserves it. Him and the technical team in Mangaba Mniti, they are supposed to be praised for what they've managed to achieve at Mamelodi Sundowns, what they've achieved even extended to help Mbafana in continental football through the Sundowns players and so forth. So I take nothing away from the Chiki Rulani Mokoena. He deserves this one. He must be given his own things.
Mm. Well, let's give him his flowers indeed. All football fans, you've heard it right here from my football analyst, Mohale Setekhenyanavezi. We'll be back next week to discuss all things Bafana, Bafana related. Until that time, take it easy and cheers.
Bye.
To Shubi.
Hit the Target Podcast.